My dearest lady, I am now at a very pleasant cottage window, looking onto a beautiful hilly country with a view of the sea. The morning is very fine. I do not know how elastic my spirit might be, what pleasure I might have in living here, if the remembrance of you did not weigh so upon me. Ask yourself, my love, whether you are not very cruel to have so entrammeled me, so destroyed my freedom.For myself, I know not how to express my devotion to so fair a form. I want a brighter world than bright, a fairer world than fair. I almost wish we were butterflies and lived but 3 summer days. 3 such days with you I could fill with more delight than 50 common years could ever contain. When you can confess this in the letter, you must write immediately.And do all you can to console me in it. Make it rich as a draught of poppies to intoxicate me. Write the softest words and kiss them, that I may at least touch my lips where yours have been. My dear Mr. Keats, thank you for your letter. Lately I have felt so nervous and ill that I had to stay 5 days in bed.Have received your letter, I'm up again, walking our paths on the heath. Sammy and Toots are catching them for me. Samuel has made a science of it, and is collecting both caterpillars and chrysalises, so we may have them fluttering about us a week or more. I have 2 luxuries to brood over in my walks, your loveliness and the hour of my death.But that I could have possession of them both in the same minute. I never knew before what such a love as you have made me feel was. I did not believe in it. But if you will fully love me, though there may be some fire, it will not be more than we can bear when moistened and bedewed with pleasures.